This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of, well, I wouldn't call it a session of sanity at this point. It's kind of crazy around here. Lots of things going on. We're at CPAC Live 2019, and I got to tell you, it was crazy getting through the line this morning. I think Vice President Mike Pence is going to be here today. I say I think. They say he's going to be here, so I'm sure he will be here.
He's here.
Yeah. Oh, he's in the building?
Yep, he's in the building.
I don't see the dogs, that's why. These are the Secret Service dogs roaming all over the place, and... But anyhow, you know, a lot of good things happening, a lot of energy here, and we're going to do the same thing we did yesterday. For those of you watching by video, we're just going to run the video for 3 hours solid, and you're just going to have to deal with it with no breaks or anything else. Otherwise, you know, I appreciate you being involved in the conversation. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. We are going, we're just going to push forward here. I've got Steve Ronebeck. He's an angel father, and Steve, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you, sir.
And, you know, I got to tell you something. I can't imagine. Anybody who says to you, you know, I feel your pain, they can't. There's no way they can understand.
Unless they buried a child, they can never understand what we go through.
I will tell you, and I'm not asking you to comment on this, my whole family came here from Italy. They all had green cards. They came here because they loved this country. They wanted a better life. Every one of them worked hard to get themselves out of poverty and did fairly well for themselves because they loved this place.
Well, and my family is the same. My great grandfather came here in the late 1800s and came across Ellis Island and did things the right way.
Yeah, it's just amazing. So why don't you tell people your story in your words and what happened to you?
January 22nd, 2015, my son Grant was working the overnight shift at a QT Quick Trip in Mesa, Arizona. A man came in, wanted to buy cigarettes, dumped a jar of change out on the counter. Grant went to start counting the change and evidently wasn't counting fast enough. This man pulled a gun. Grant did everything he was supposed to do. He handed over the cigarettes. As soon as Grant handed over the cigarettes, he shot Grant point blank in the face. And he then went around the counter, stepped over Grant, grabbed a couple more packs of cigarettes, and then just left the building.
Wow.
We found out later that day that this man had been brought here illegally when he was 14. He had been 2.5 years before he killed Grant. He had been arrested for him and his wife and another man did a home invasion. They held a woman captive for 10 days, naked, sexually assaulting this woman. And he was able to plead it down to felony burglary. He never did a day in prison. He was on 2 years probation.
You've got to be kidding.
No. And about 6 months after that, he had pulled a gun on his stepson about 2 weeks before he killed Grant. And then leading up to that, he's selling drugs, so on and so forth. Led up to the night where he killed Grant.
Unreal. And when you went to the police department, when this all came down and you're talking to the police about it, what have you, what was the general attitude of the police department?
Well, where Grant worked, the Quick Trip, there's a lot of police, it doesn't matter what department, the police tend to go to Quick Trip because we have clean bathrooms, we have friendly people, so they tend to migrate there. There wasn't a police officer that I had to deal with that didn't have a tear in their eye because a lot of them knew Grant. In fact, this man led him on a 26-mile high-speed chase.
Wow.
And they were actually using Grant's name over the air. Hey, the guy that killed Grant. We got the guy that killed Grant. We've got him. We've got the guy that killed
Wow.
Grant. Yeah.
Wow. It always amazes me. Excuse me. When it comes to if I was a legal American citizen born on this, can you imagine what would happen to me and what we discussed earlier and what this guy had done earlier to that woman? I'd still be in prison.
Oh yeah, and that's the big deal. Is my big thing. I've been saying it since I started this fight years ago. These deaths are preventable. My son's death was preventable.
Yeah.
Had this man been deported, my son would still be alive.
If
Obama hadn't written the Dreamer Act, my son would still be alive. If he was prosecuted correctly, my son would still be alive.
Now you're supporting and with We Build the Wall.
I am.
So obviously you're a racist. I mean,
right?
Well, I mean, I'm just going with what Nancy Pelosi said.
Okay, yeah. I'm close to Hitler. I mean, the lineage is there.
Second cousin too. No, but I mean, seriously, everybody, every other country, you know, you're simply asking for security. And you know what they say? I've had them on the show, and they'll say, "Well, if it was his time to go, it's his time to go, and somebody else would go." That's a line of bunk, because that guy wouldn't have been there with a gun in his hand, just like the Steinle matter in San Francisco. The guy wouldn't have been there with a gun in his hand. So don't give me this card that that's what it's all about. When you approach Democratic legislators, I think you've had, I don't know if you have or not.
But we have.
All right. What's the response, the general response you get from them?
Well, and just to tell you a little story, Marianne Mendoza and I flew in Sunday so that we could spend money visiting the halls of Congress.
Right.
And trying to go to, well, I'll be honest, we tried to see Ocasio-Cortez.
Okay. Yeah. Gutsy man. Yeah.
You know, I'm one of those that I just want to have an intelligent conversation.
I'm with you.
I don't want to scream and yell and make a scene. I just want to have an intelligent conversation. It was surprising because the staff didn't realize what an angel family was.
Oh, my God.
And then once Marianne and I had said, hey, our children were killed by illegal aliens, it was like, squirrel.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. I've seen that. And I saw the parents. I did the whole show last week with their parents were out in front of, the angel parents were out in front of Pelosi's office.
Yes.
And I was appalled. My audience was appalled that there wouldn't even be a conversation. Steve, how do people help you?
WeBuildTheWall.us.
Okay.
Go and donate. The GoFundMe for We Build the Wall is still there. What we really need to do right now is I'm trying to get billboards with our loved ones' pictures on them in sanctuary cities.
Wow.
And they can go to the Ronnebeck Institute.
Well, Steve, we're praying for you. Thank you. Thank you for still fighting and not balling up in a corner and not fighting this. We need more people like you. Sorry for your loss. Joe Messina, you listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side at GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'd give you the phone number, but I'm not answering the phone. You'd be talking to nobody. Anyway, we are live at CPAC 2019. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. And thanks for tuning in. If you want to get involved in the conversation, you can head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There is a chat room there. Smarter people than I are in the chat room, so if you're bored with me, you can always talk with them. I've got Angela Stanton King with me. She's the founder and president of the American King Foundation. And what is, first of all, your godmother is Dr. Alveda King.
Yes, it is. I'm very proud to say that that is my godmother.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I spent three great days with that woman last year, and I got to tell you, I learned a lot about forgiveness.
Yes.
All right? That woman's got forgiveness all in her DNA.
Yes, she is all just Jesus. Just everything is just perfect. She is adorable. I love her.
And a story I love to tell is when I was driving down the road, she broke out in song and praise. And she, I mean, but not quietly.
Right.
She's not a quiet woman, right?
Yeah, no, not at all.
All right.
Sweetheart.
So now we've got President Trump is in there now. And again, first of all, tell people
Tell people about what the American King Foundation is.
So the American King Foundation, we are all about reuniting American families and providing them with the pathway to justice, economic stability, and relational wellness. So the people that are coming home now and being released as a result of the First Step Act that was passed by President right. Donald Trump, right. we're making sure that now that they're out, they don't go back in. So right. we're making sure that they have the resources sure. they need. They need somewhere to live. They need to have decent jobs to be able to take care of themselves. Some of them have been in prison for 10, 20 years. They're coming home to nothing. Some of them just need clothes. So we just want to be that bridge and that connector to help them transition.
Or training. I mean, some of them still need some training.
Absolutely.
Find their passion and help them out. Yeah.
Absolutely. Entrepreneurship. We're all about it.
So, you know, and I'm not going to ask you to get political or take sides, but, you know, everybody calls President Trump a racist. But he's really the first president that's taken a hard look at the prison system
yep.
and sees the injustices that have happened in the prison system. And actively working with the black community and other
Absolutely.
Communities to make this right.
And you know, the thing about it is I've got kind of like a huge platform because I've done reality TV, yeah. I've been on BET, and I find myself defending him a lot, and I also find myself being attacked, and it's just for trying to tell about the good that he's doing.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, how can we be so blind, even the black community, as to all of the wonderful things that he's done? And it's just crazy how the media has all of us divided, and I wish we would just come together for the betterment of us all.
If we'd stop, and I know this is a bad term, if we'd stop looking at color or names or ethnicities or where people came from and
Absolutely.
Just deal with people as people,
yep.
I think you'd see things change tremendously. But we've allowed this to happen. We've allowed ourselves to be put in silos and
yep.
and given labels.
Absolutely.
And we don't need that. So
yep.
now that this is happening, this is really happening now, mm-hmm. What kind of success rate are you seeing with these ex-prisoners, if you would?
Well, I'm seeing a very, very, very good success rate. See, here's the thing. The majority of people that are coming home that have been in prison, literally, like, locked in a cage. We're always okay. talking about people at the border locked in cages. We got American citizens locked in cages. So someone has been locked in a cage for 10, 20 years, the likelihood of them committing a crime, nobody wants to go back to that type of situation.
Nope.
So these guys are really fighting hard to restore their lives. And the community, we just have to get involved and be just as compassionate for Americans that have committed crimes as we are for illegals at the border.
You know, years ago, a young man at my church, he had been in and out of jail quite mm-hmm. a few times, and he had all the tattoos on his face and had, but we gave him a chance. We didn't, you know, I needed work done around the house. He knew how to do, you know, he was very handy with his hands. And I got to tell you, he was so appreciative
yes.
of somebody giving him a shot.
Yes.
That he worked hard, he was trustworthy, and I tell people all the time, don't look at the exterior,
right?
Get to know the person, and you'd be surprised how appreciative that they are.
That's true, because it's like, you know, even being a former criminal myself, you commit a crime, that's all anyone ever sees. Like, I can't, you know, if I spend 20 years doing everything right, I can't go undo what I did in the past. So I think it's all about redemption. It's all about forgiveness. And it's all about saying that, you know what, everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, let's give them a second chance.
Yeah.
So,
you're allowed to come back and fix things. You know,
yeah,
and I've got
that's
that.
That's a wonderful thing. And I'm glad that President Trump believes that. And he's given American citizens a chance to be reunited with their families.
You know, you can say what you want about him. From what I've read about him and looked into his history, he's always been one, even if it's to help his own cause.
Yeah.
He doesn't care what color you are, what size you are, where you came from. If he can get the job done, it's all he cares about.
You know, what really touched my heart and won me over with President Trump, I saw that he was willing to fight for innocent life.
Yeah.
To me, that spoke volumes,
well,
right?
I'm with you. You know, innocent life... You probably watched the State of the Union address, right?
Absolutely.
I do not understand. I asked Dr. King the same question. It's like, why does the black community keep embracing the Democrat community when, for what, years, decades, are they really having help?
I think that what's going to happen is it's going to take people like me and other people to step up and tell the truth, because I think just most of us has just been raised Democratic, right? We vote Democratic because our parents did. We never went out and searched any other truth. It's kind of like a child born in a home that's taught to speak English. You're only going to speak English because that's all you've ever been taught,
okay,
right?
Fair.
So if they want to learn another language, they have to go and be taught. So I think that the black community needs to open their eyes. But I'll tell you one thing. That situation that happened with Jussie Smollett, that woke a lot of them up. Thanks, Jussie, for ensuring the 2020 election for my president.
Oh, but you've got people coming up big time now saying he was simply shedding light on a real problem that doesn't get any attention.
Yeah, right. We see.
How much crack do you have to smoke to really believe that, right?
Absolutely, right? Absolutely.
All right, so how do people help you? How do they get involved?
So, yes, we definitely need help. We are looking for donations. It could be monetary, but we have people come home that are needing clothing, shoes, stuff like that. If you got stuff laying around the house, you can always mail it in because we can refurbish it. So you all can find us at www.theakf.org. That's American King Foundation. And anybody that wants to get on board with helping us make America great again, let's start with our citizens first.
Yeah. No, and I agree with you. Some people have had sentences put on them that make absolutely no sense whatsoever. So I tell people I talk with one-on-one, if somebody said I've been in prison, don't just take for granted that, that means they're a bad person. That means
right.
Some people have done stupid things for stupid reasons.
Well, Jesus was in prison. Hello. Martin Luther King Jr. went to prison. Hello. I could keep going.
I know you could. And you know what? I love those stories because they tell, and just even taking to Martin Luther, and that's another thing. Don't you love the fact that people are trying to water down that Martin Luther King Jr. was a Republican?
Well,
they dance around.
It has really been disputed, and Mama King, well, I call her Mama King, Dr. King did do a retraction back in 2013 that he was an independent.
Yeah.
So we've heard stories on both, but she did do a retraction to say he was, in fact, an independent.
Yeah, well he wasn't. I guess my other point, too, is he wasn't a hardcore Democrat.
He wasn't a hardcore Democrat at all. And here's the thing. He stood for truth, and he stood for unity, and that's what counts.
No question about it. Nonviolence. And
absolutely.
And I think that's a big deal, a big change. Angela, keep up the good work, and thanks for being with me.
Thank you so much for having me today. And again, guys, that website is www.theakf.org. Thanks.
Joe Messina, your host, live from CPAC. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democrats in the House Oversight Committee are demanding the White House turn over documents related to how the Trump administration handled security clearances for advisors, including Jared Kushner. Democratic Congressman Mark DeSantis of California was asked on CNN if Kushner should be subpoenaed if he doesn't respond.
Of course. I think this is a period where the White House is testing us, but this is the way we are supposed to act.
A New York Times story said that Trump ordered his former chief of staff, John Kelly, to provide Kushner with a clearance. Speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland, White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says the U.S. has gone from pessimism to optimism due to the current administration.
He has ended the war on business. He has ended the war on energy. He has ended the war on success.
Major chain stores Gap, JCPenney, Victoria's Secret, and Foot Locker all announced massive closures totaling more than 465 stores over the past 48 hours. That'll bring the number of planned store closures this year to well over 4,500. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game,
I got a nighttime camera. I saw it color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live, live from CPAC 2019. I tell you that, you know, that we're having another session to sanity, but that would be a lie because it's a bit chaotic around here. But Vice President Spence, I don't know if he's here yet. Do we know?
I believe he's talking right now.
Is
in
he?
The hall.
All right. Well, I feel kind of sacrilegious talking over the Vice President, but whatever. Anyhow. We've got James Taylor with us. No, he won't break out in song. It's not that James Taylor, senior fellow at the Heartland Institute. And we're gonna discuss a whole bunch of things like AOC's new Green Deal. But she said that she really didn't say it that way and that the conservatives are blowing it all out of proportion.
And, of course, we have the documents that we can point to.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they must be a figment of our collective imagination.
It is a figment of your imagination, right? So, James, first of all, tell people what the Heartland Institute is all about.
Sure. The Heartland Institute is a free market public policy organization. We're nonprofit, nonpartisan. What we look to do is find market-oriented, individual-oriented solutions to the challenges that confront society.
Well, that sounds like it makes sense, which is probably why maybe you have some AOC probably wouldn't take membership or anything into this organization, would she?
Oh, she's tried to call us out in her tweets because we've embarrassed her with the facts, but that's a badge of honor.
Yeah, well, yeah, I agree with you there. All right, so as far as AOC is concerned and a Green New Deal, you know, they're trying to sell. So what's the big deal with trying to make the earth cleaner? What's the big deal with trying not to ruin the earth? And, you know, the Green New Deal, you know, remember, she's the boss. If you don't want to get on board, just move over.
Well, of course, I would hope that everybody, regardless of political bent, would be in favor of environmental stewardship. Conservatives, I mean, good conservatives are also in favor of good environmental stewardship.
Yep.
But there's a difference between being environmental stewards and then being over-the-top alarmists that try to take an issue and use that as a hook to reform society along along the Venezuelan model. And it's not a surprise, it's not a coincidence that here we have the self-avowed socialist who refuses to condemn Chavez, Maduro, Venezuela, etc., Cuba. And what does she put her focus on as soon as she gets into Congress? Global warming, because this is the means by which the environmental left has envisioned is their opportunity to reform and get rid of capitalist society.
Yeah, it's really, and again, it's really interesting. I've seen some, and we did actually a whole hour on her when all her wonderful thoughts and ideas that are all over the internet, obviously. But when she starts talking about where to get the money for this, there is never an answer as to where to get the money. It's always is why do we keep putting money before the health of people? Well, you have to find a way to pay for it unless you're going to steal it from somebody, right?
And I especially like when she says before the health of people. I mean, the people on the environmental left, they just make up things that they think might be true and throw it out there as facts. What we do know, for example, a study in the peer-reviewed British medical journal, The Lancet, which is probably the most prestigious medical journal in the world, they looked at climate-related mortality around the globe. What they found is that temperatures that were less than optimal are responsible for 7% of the deaths worldwide. Now, that's pretty significant. But what they found is that 20 to 1 ratio, cold temperature kills 20 times more people than warm temperatures. So if you're talking about putting money before lives, well, the modest warming that we've had is going to reduce those millions of deaths that are occurring each and every year. But if you say that, they look at you with astonishment saying, well, you really believe global warming is good for the planet? Like as if the little ice age was just the perfect time for human health and, I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, no, I always appreciate that stuff. Now, millennials are in love with this woman, aren't they? She's speaking their language.
Well, the socialist left does. Yeah. And, of course, the younger people tend to be more idealistic and leftist until they see what happens in the real world. To a certain degree, I think a lot of it, though, is a media creation and beyond what people in real world and in real life believe. I mean, only the people that are the most naive and most leftist really believe in her.
Yeah, I have, and my listeners have already heard this a dozen times today, but I have a solution for the socialist-loving kids, and I'm going to put it that way, young students, kids. I think what we should do is offer to get rid of their debt, to wipe out their school debt, but they have to spend 2 years in Venezuela without a cell phone, or 2 years in Cuba without a cell phone. What do you think?
I think let them keep the cell phone so they can let the rest of us know what's really going on down there, because it would take about 3 days before we would get the actual, oh my goodness, I didn't realize it was like this. But yes, other than that, I'm with you.
Yeah, I am. But we've done this to our kids. We've done this to our young people. We've allowed the education system to take over. We've allowed them to preach, teach, and indoctrinate our kids into thinking that capitalism is just... And funny, that most of those kids that are going to school, that are going to college, are going on grants that are available because of capitalism.
Right, because of the economic success of this country, which is built on free markets. And one thing that I think is important to keep in mind is oftentimes we're told, oh, no, we're talking the Swedish model. We're talking, you know, the Norwegian model. But that is not socialism. Those are free market economies. Sweden, for example, ranks higher than America in the Heritage Foundation's economic freedom rankings. What they are is a free market economy that happens to have a very generous safety net and social welfare programs. That's far different than socialism, where government owns and controls the economy. That's Venezuela. And Ocasio-Cortez, what she's pushing is not Sweden. No. She's pushing Venezuela.
And they never talk about how, you know, Venezuela was being oil rich, one of the richest countries on the face of the planet. They were doing well. And then what happened?
How do you screw that up?
That's right. You can't smoke enough crack to screw that up. But apparently they did, because, you know, you look at what they have going on, and now I say it's terrible. They have people eating their own animals. I actually had somebody send me some pictures of and talk about how, you know, when a relative dies, they can't even afford to bury these people, and they're bringing them to City Hall. They're bringing them to the town center.
You and I could sit together, locked in a room for weeks, and never figure out how to screw it up as badly as this. I mean, we'd have to come up with this. socialist model to do it.
And they've done it technically in a relatively short period of time.
Yeah, and it's really sad. And I know I'm making comments that have a bit of humor to it, but it really is a tragedy, and the media glosses over it. When you have people, you have women that are selling themselves out, selling their bodies out just to try to put food on the table.
Yeah.
When you have people that are dying of starvation, people fleeing and saying, I'll take my chances as a refugee with nothing anywhere else in the world rather than stay here in my home country, which is where my family, my culture are.
Right.
That's tragic.
I agree with you. If people want to get involved with the Heartland Institute, how do they do that?
Well, you can go to our website, heartland.org, and we update our website daily with news across a variety of topics. We also have where you can sign up for membership. You can sign up, well, I don't know if membership's quite the term, but you can get on our mailing list, and you can be a donor, which would be fantastic.
Yeah, right. You know, that's funny. It's we have in California, we now have all our elections removed to the general election cycles. And we used to have off year for local officials, which meant that people were paid. And the funny thing about it was a lot of these small towns were Republican run because the message was easier to get out. When you get out of the general election, the message is easier to get out. The Democrats figured that out. And so now what they do is they've moved it to the general election because what do you have? Dems come out in high numbers during general elections, especially the off election. And we're going to see what happens out in California. But those guys, I went that way because they said, now everybody's trying to pull from the same money pool, and it's so hard to get the donations. It's so hard to get people to step up. But organizations like yours, they need to decide who they line up with. And this is me saying this, not you. They need to really decide who they're willing to line up with. Instead of giving $5 to 20 different, nonprofits, they need to focus in on one, get involved, get engaged, and give you guys the $100 if you would.
Well, I appreciate that, and we put our money to good use.
Yeah.
It's amazing on our budget, which is just a small fraction of the environmental leftist organizations, the impact that we've had, that we drive them crazy by bringing facts and truth to the global warming debate and other topics. So your money is well spent if you're able to. I appreciate that.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, been great having James Taylor. I was excited when I saw that, but not that I'm not excited now. You know, I grew up with James Taylor. So senior fellow at Heartland Institute, and check out their website, because I got to tell you something. We need to start doing that. We need to start focusing in on lining up with these organizations and helping them out, really getting involved in the conversation. Thank you for being with me.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Rail Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, we are live from CPAC. A lot more stuff coming up over the next couple of hours here. If you're watching by video, we are going to just continually run the video for the whole time. And that way there you can decide which one to listen to or not listen to. Otherwise, don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Cool down your drink. Whatever it is you're doing. And come on back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'd give you the phone number, but I'm not answering, and I wouldn't be able to hear you anyhow. Pretty loud around here. I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side, live from CPAC 2019. We're having a good I'm having a good time here. I don't know about everybody else, but I'm having a good time here. I'm enjoying myself. I will tell you, next year I'm going to start like a GoFundMe because I bought a banana this morning. I was hungry. I said, I'm going to get a banana. What's the big deal, right? $4. Yeah, you put it right. $4. I said, I won't buy the tree. I just want the banana. Okay? And the woman looked at me like I had two heads. I'm serious. $4 for... I'll go buy a bunch down the street.
For half of that.
And we'll split whatever I get on this stuff. You can sell it here, too. So, anyway. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. I've got Hayden Phillips with me. And, Hayden, you were the young man that was, I'll say, accosted, assaulted, whatever terminology
beat up.
You want
we'll say
to use.
Beat up.
I like beat up, but you know, people get mad at me when I use terminology like that.
You call it what
but
it is. You know?
Well, it's the truth. I mean, and what I always love is that they always talk about how vicious and violent the right is.
How us conservatives are bullying.
Yeah, hateful, the whole nine yards. Give us your, tell me what happened. Just tell us what happened.
So,
in simple English.
Sure, yeah. So I'm a field representative for the Leadership Institute, and as part of my job, I go around California to help conservative students grow their groups and host events on campus and that sort of thing. So on February 19th, some students at UC Berkeley had invited me to help table with their chapter Turning Point and recruit new members, and they wanted to do a demonstration in protest of the hate crime hoax perpetrated by Jesse Smollett that was in the news, and after it came out, that it was all a lie. So we did just that, and we set up around 10 and made some signs, one of which read, hate crime hoaxes hurt real victims. We had a couple more, we support our president, and this is MAGA country, to you know, show people that this is what we stand for. We condemn this sort of hatefulness, and it was a good day for most of the day until near the end.
Well, I love it. You know, hate crime hoaxes hurt. Why would you tell the truth? I don't understand. And you didn't expect.
People were saying. Well, this kid knew he was being provocative. You know, kind of like he deserved it. You know, like he. But if I'm being provocative, all I want to do is provoke people to think a little bit more.
You know, And again, it's kind of self-promotion. I say the same thing. I try to get people to think. Why do you believe what you believe? You know, you and I were talking about being a Christian earlier. Why are you a Christian? Why are you a Democrat? Why are you a Republican? Why? Because Grandma was.
Why do you love America?
Yeah, I mean, seriously, yeah. Don't jump on the bandwagon because it's a kind of cool thing to do. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to stand up for yourself and
think for yourself.
Yeah, God forbid. Let's not get too crazy here, okay? Again, come back to this person that assaulted you. Mm-hmm. Have you found out any more about them? Or
I have not. We still don't know who he is.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I have
with all the pictures and the cameras and everything else, it's amazing.
Yeah, so as part of the training, Leadership Institute teaches students that documenting these sorts of events, if they happen, you know, as unfortunate as they are, that's the best course of action. You know, try your best not to retaliate and just get everything documented so you have as much evidence as you need.
And Cabot, some of you saw it come into the picture. Cabot Phillips has joined us from Campus Reform. Cabot, you know, I steal your stories all the time. I got to
you. Steal them.
We just want to get them out there. I do two or three a night in a segment called College Campus Crazies.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff I got to tell you, people say to me, come on, you're reading off the Onion, right? No, I'm not reading off the Onion. These are real stories that are actually happening on campus. And you know, when you look at Hayden's issue, it shows you how, and I've been saying it for a long time on my shows, violence is going to increase because not the right, but the left doesn't know how to control themselves or have honest, open conversations. Am I wrong?
Yeah. You're absolutely not wrong. And when I found out that Hayden had been assaulted, obviously I was concerned for his safety, but sadly I wasn't even surprised. It almost was like, well, this is just another Tuesday for a conservative on college campuses. This is what they go through. And every conservative knows deep down that there is a pretty high likelihood, if you speak up in America, especially on a college campus, that you face this sort of thing as a reality. I think the difference is just that there was video evidence of what happened. And, you know, I think that was an important part of drawing this to light and having accountability. We do have some additional information. UC Berkeley campus police have informed us at Campus Forum that they have a felony arrest warrant out for the individual. So hopefully there will be progress. We're not optimistic, though. You know why I'm not optimistic? Because 2 years ago, there were the massive Milo riots at UC Berkeley.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
$500,000 in property damage. A dozen people assaulted. Guess how many people were arrested?
Zero.
One. One person was arrested for a failure to disperse. Not
not for assault, not for property damage, not
wow.
for throwing tear gas at people, but it was for that. And so we're cautiously optimistic that there will be enough public pressure, but ultimately it comes down to us, average people, having Hayden's back and telling the university this is not acceptable. You have to hold people accountable when this happens, or else if you don't, other leftists
as
see,
well.
Well, I can keep doing this. No one will actually have any consequence. No one will hold me accountable.
Yeah, and again, as we said earlier, you're seeing this grow more and more and more. Hayden, why do people want to get involved in this then? Why go out there and fight when there's a good chance you're going to get smacked upside the head?
Well, you know, it's sort of strange how this is all working out, because when I would go to Berkeley, in one of the many schools I'd go to in California, we would set up and try to recruit new students, and a lot of times, I'd say over half the time, we would have somebody walk by our table and give us a thumbs up, and we would say, hey, why don't you sign up? You know, and they're like, well, it's so crazy here. I don't want to put my name down. You know, I don't want people to ostracize me or just,
wow.
So, because they know that there will be consequences for having your own beliefs. So, but with this incident, what's really weird how it's working out is there's a lot of students that would, like those same students that would have told me that I recognize, have now come forward and said, hey, I saw what happened. It's egregious. It's terrible. And I want to take a stand now.
And I know, Cabot, that you have people on college campuses all across the country. How are you getting them to step up to get involved in the right? That's got to be, you know, you are sticking your arm in the meat grinder for all intents and purposes.
I think first we're trying to show them they're not alone. That many times on campus, you think, oh, there's no one else on campus that agrees with me. And a lot of times I try to encourage students to say, hey, it only takes one person to stand up, and you're going to have other people that come around you and say, hey, I didn't know there were other conservatives. I'm happy to know this is going on. So that's why it's important to get involved. And another thing I always say, I'm doing my liberal privilege speaking tour right now, going to different campuses, trying to get people thinking, as you guys were saying earlier. And a common thing I hear and try and tell people is, if you don't speak up, who else will?
Yeah.
Because if you're a liberal student and you choose to stay quiet on campus, guess what? Plenty of other professors are going to do your job for you. The administration is going to bring in speakers to espouse your ideas. If you're a conservative student, you stay quiet, there's not a guarantee that your ideas will ever get out there.
Yep.
So we don't just have the right to speak up as young conservatives. We have an obligation to do so. And so I think that the more the movement grows, the more people will see that, hey, it's socially acceptable for me to do this. I think we need to normalize conservatism again and show people it's the best thing to help our country.
We're told on a regular basis, us old folks are told on a regular basis that for the most part, young people don't care. They don't want to be involved in politics. They don't want to get any of that stuff. I find it hard to believe, because the reality is that politics is affecting, well, their tuition.
Yeah.
It's affecting the level of education they get and all of that.
And wait till they start paying taxes too. I think that's a big part of it, is when you don't think politics affects you until it does. And I think a lot of these people are going to have a wake-up call. And right now, of course, it's easy to go along with socialism. It's easy to say, I support the Green New Deal and the $90 trillion price tag on
Sounds
that.
Sounds good.
Because you're not the one funding it. It's really easy to say, well, we'll make the rich people pay for it, not realizing that eventually it's going to come down to you and you're going to have to fund it. And
yep.
So I think one thing the left has done really well, you got to give them credit, they've controlled the messaging.
Yep.
They have said, if you don't support socialism, you don't care about poor people, if our tactics are the ones that are compassionate and help people, which is completely backwards. But they've done a good job of controlling the narrative, and I think it's up to us as conservatives. And I think that's one reason Hayden is willing to go out and do this, is to tell people, as fellow young people, this is not going to help us. This is not what is the best thing for our country. And so, I commend Hayden. I think a lot of people, it's been encouraging to see so many people come up and say, hey, man, you're a hero for standing up for this. And so I think, we need more people like Hayden.
Hayden, do you have young people coming up to you and saying, look, I would love to be able to do what you do. I wish I had your courage or what have you. And you encourage them to step up and have that courage?
Certainly, yeah. Yeah, it's you're putting yourself out there and you're taking a risk, but with no risk, there's no reward.
That's true. A lot of people don't want the pain.
Yeah.
They don't want to feel bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of them don't even want to be recognized.
Yeah.
And it's only going to get harder, too. I think the times are shifting so rapidly right now that if we don't speak up now, there's not a guarantee that in 10, 20, 30 years, we have freedom. As Ronald Reagan said, it always has to be fought for.
Yeah.
In every generation, I think our generation needs to step up. We can't just wash our hands of the college campus and say it's always going to do it.
We keep hearing about, millennials versus, Gen Z?
Gen Z, yep.
Okay. Obviously, I would never interact with either one of them, because they'd look at me and go, yeah, we're not interested.
We're going to interact with you right now. Don't worry.
but the reality, so which one, I hate to put this this way, but which one do you have more hope for? Is Gen Z really more conservative as we're hearing?
I hope they are. I think
Hayden doesn't look as sure.
No, I've got some cousins and they're pretty cool. They're young and they're smart, and I've got a lot of optimism and faith in the next generation, and that they will see what's going on and kind of take everything in. And you know, today, like you said, it's just an intergenerational problem, and as Kevin just said, you know, we have to fight for it every time. And you know, this time it was me. Next time it could be your kid or your grandkid. So that's why it's important that we stand up. And I think the mission of Leadership Institute and CampusReform.org is more important now than ever because of the increase in frequency of violence and just the magnitude of it.
And I'm optimistic for Generation Z because two main things. One, I think in every generation for young people, it's always cool to be countercultural. And what is more countercultural right now if you're a young person?
True.
Is being conservative. That's as countercultural as it gets. And also, many young people today, they came of age in a time when President Obama was president. They had 8 years of economic uncertainty.
And political correctness.
All right, gentlemen, we'll give out your information. Hayden, keep up the good work, man. Seriously.
I shall.
And I know there's this Instagram thing you want people to get involved with and Twitter.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Stand with Hayden.
Hayden Trillion. Hayden, HAYDENTRILLIAMM.
Yeah, hashtag stand with Hayden.
There you go.
Stand for free speech.
That simple.
He's going into the danger zone.
You mean pound sign. Anyway,
yeah.
I'm Joe, senior host. We'll be back in a little bit.